Hey, book lovers. Some books are just like light exfoliation, a gentle cleanse, a splash of literary rose water on your skin. Yeah. And then there's this one. There's Zooey, a novella that it grabs your face, smears on graveyard clay, and it really whispers in your ear. You ever wonder if your job is literally killing you? A Cemetery for Zooey by Ashe Woodward. It's quirky. It's a horror novella about a beast, obviously named Zooey. So she digs graves for a living, and she works with actual ghouls. And when a surge of new bodies start rolling in, think dead monsters, Zooey ends up teaming up with a freshly deceased heiress to get to the bottom of it. She asks, what's causing this monstrous epidemic? And it's interesting too. The book, it's not just monster camp, like it gives allegory. It's an allegory for race, for gender, for class. Do you ever feel like capitalism is squeezing your soul out 1 hour at a time? The book is anti-glamour. It's in the best way. Through all of this decomposition and crypt dusk, the book asks, what would happen if we stop pretending we're not powerful? Which is basically something that I ask myself all the time when I'm standing in front of a mirror applying a night mask, right? So I'd have to say, like, if you don't like metaphors, if you like, your horror like super sanitized, and you don't want to root for like a blue collar beast who's had enough, this book probably isn't for you. That's okay. Some folks just want sparkly vampires, and okay. But if you're into like, I don't know, I want to say a little bit of maybe Shirley Jackson-ish, a little bit. This, if you like your horror offbeat, working class, I would even say, as someone who's queer, I'd say that this is queer coded. And actually, if you've ever felt like the world expects you to stay small, dig into A Cemetery for Zooey. I really enjoyed it. It was such a fun read. The book is short. It's a novella. It's about 93 pages long. I would read it before bed, just a little bit here and there, and got through it pretty quick. I really enjoyed it. I don't want to give any spoilers, actually. I think it's a really fun read. The book, it explores, like I said, a lot of allegory, a lot of metaphors. There's also just a really fun unveiling of a lot of different types of creatures. Oh, excuse me. A lot of different types of creatures throughout. Check it out. It's by an author. She's Canadian. Support indie authors, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here too. So, before I leave you go, I do have a question though. What horror character or creature do you secretly relate to? And yes, no, we all can't say the girl who snaps halfway through, but also same. Anyways, if you have any, go ahead, drop me a note, leave a comment. I'd love to hear what horror character you relate to the most. All right, everyone, smooches.